Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Administration Committee to order for Wednesday, May 13, 2015. I'm Adrian Tissier from the County of San Mateo, and I'd like to confirm a quorum.
We have a quorum, ma'am.
Thank you. We also have several items on the consent agenda. What's the pleasure of the board?
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion by Campos, second by Rainworth. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, those consent items are approved. We'll now move to item number three, which is the bike share expansion proposal, Motivate International Incorporated. Alex?
Good morning, Commissioners. Alex Bockelman, Deputy Executive Director for Policy. I also want to introduce Doug Johnson with the Planning Section, who's been doing a lot of work on this as well. And for a few commissioners, I think this is your third or fourth time hearing a presentation on bike share. So if I miss a beat, I'll turn to you to continue the presentation. But for the rest of you, I wanted to just provide a quick reminder of the proposed bike share expansion item that this committee referred last month to the May Commission for approval. The proposal is a tenfold increase to over 7,000 bikes through a contract with Motivate International. And I think in a few minutes we'll actually have a slideshow, but we'll just keep moving. Under the proposal, Motivate would be the exclusive supplier and operator of bike share in five Bay Area cities at no public cost following the New York City model. The breakdown of bikes by city, next slide. The breakdown of bikes by city reflects Motivate's initial system planning based on expected ridership demand, with the highest concentration of bikes in San Francisco and San Jose and roughly 1,400 bikes in the East Bay cities of Berkeley, Oakland, and Emeryville. The bikes will be deployed over a 2.5-year period. Next slide. Last month, the committee raised several concerns, especially related to the continuation of the pilot cities not included in the initial Motivate proposal, which includes Redwood City, Mountain View, and Palo Alto, and the planned expansion in the city of San Mateo. There was also significant concerns raised by this committee and the Air District Board, who operates the current pilot program, about other communities that may want to participate in bike share in the future. So I'll walk through the proposed changes in the Motivate proposal, as well as complementary recommendations by MTC staff that attempt to address many of these concerns. Next slide. Before getting into the proposed changes, I did want to provide some additional context on bike sharing in the U.S. and abroad that puts a little finer point on why Motivate may be focusing on five cities rather than proposing a more widespread deployment in the Bay Area. A review of 14 leading international and U.S. bike share systems shows that density can be a predictor of system usage, with ridership doubling when you get to densities of over 5,000 and tripling when you get to densities of more than 15,000 people per square mile as compared to lower density areas. Next slide. Also, as you can see from the bar chart above, the Bay Area and at its current pilot stage lags in performance. We're shown in the blue as compared to the purple. We lag in performance behind other national and international peers. Based on experience in other cities, increased station density and service coverage are critical to achieve strong ridership and success in the long term. A tenfold increase will help get the coverage and system density more on par with other more successful cities. Next slide. Feedback from this committee and the Air District Board highlighted the importance of considering provisions and options for the pilot cities not included in the proposal. MTC has had multiple meetings with city managers from the pilot cities and Motivate to find solutions. The result is an updated term sheet that's included in your packet that provides operations for an additional year for the pilot cities through June 30th of 2016 at no cost to the cities. This would be covered for 6 months by Motivate, and MTC is proposing to provide funding for the additional 6 months to get to the year period. The cities would have then until May 31st to decide whether they want to continue to have bike share, and the term sheet does lay out operating costs, annual operating costs that follow the Air District contract cost model if the cities would like to continue. The term sheet also sets forth discounts off of this annual cost should certain ridership goals be achieved. And lastly, the term sheet has been updated to clarify sponsorship opportunities in terms of using one ad panel at the kiosk, and cities could seek sponsorship for those ad panels. And based on experience in other cities, such as Seattle, that can often cover half of the operating cost of the system. So, taken together, if you achieve a certain 1.5 trips per day and are able to achieve sponsorship, it may be possible to not have an ongoing public subsidy. Next slide. Staff also heard loud and clear from this committee, as well as the Air District Board, that some options need to be available for emerging communities that may want to have bike share in the future. Staff is proposing to set aside $4.5 million in funding for capital expenses associated with emerging communities interested in bike share. The term sheet has been revised to include pricing through the Motivate contract, if that's what we want to pursue, for purchasing new equipment after the proposed 7,000 bike system is implemented. And for a typical configuration, full capital costs are approximately $300,000 for a system with five stations and 50 bikes, and the annual operating cost is approximately $150,000. Next slide. Another important item that was raised during the April committee discussion is Motivate's responsibilities for complying with the American with Disabilities Act, or ADA. The term sheet has been revised to incorporate requirements for Motivate to comply with ADA for both physical components of the system and the system website. Next slide. As you know, the Motivate proposal is not typical of the types of contracts that the admin committee takes up on a regular basis. It was unsolicited. It is a public-private partnership, and it is proposed as a sole-source contract. Given the discussion last month and some concerns about the uniqueness of this proposal, staff is providing additional detail on the monetary savings to the region of the proposed approach. Between the capital costs to buy the assets of nearly $38 million, as well as the estimated ongoing O&M costs of $28 million, and this is assuming we have 80% fare box recovery, staff believes that the contract provides over $65 million in value to the region over the proposed 10-year term for no public investment. In addition, it is proposed that the bikes be launched in 2.5 years, which we believe is significantly faster than we could do it if we were putting together grant money over the years, and could also help us achieve our greenhouse gas emission targets faster. Next slide. So if the commission moves forward with the Motivate proposal, there is $19.1 million in state and federal funds that are available for other transportation projects. Staff is recommending that the state active transportation program funds be redirected to the next projects based on score order to meet the state requirements for doing a competitive process, and also to meet the pretty strict state timely use of funds to ensure that the region doesn't lose this money. With respect to the remaining federal money, staff is recommending, consistent with what I outlined earlier, that $4.5 million be set aside for emerging communities. Based on the Motivate proposal, that would buy roughly 750 bikes and 75 stations throughout the region, and we would propose to do that through a future call for projects or interest. That $0.5 million support bike and pedestrian projects in San Mateo County, as they were originally proposed for bike share expansion, but have decided to defer bike share consideration at this time and instead focus in the near term on their infrastructure, on getting their bike infrastructure more deployed. And lastly, we are proposing that the remaining $6.4 million be subject to the broader One Barrier grant second cycle discussions that are proposed to start in June next month at the Programming and Allocations Committee. And that concludes my information report, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Alex. I do have one question. Today, this is just a response to the questions we asked at the last meeting. This is going forward to the full commission? Do I have that correct?
Yes. The committee last month referred it to the May commission, but directed staff to come back and provide additional detail in the areas outlined today.
So this is really just for information. We wouldn't really be making changes here. We'd make changes at the commission?
Right. We'd like to take feedback, and then we would, when we mail for the commission, we would have a revised version as compared to what you forwarded in April that incorporates the areas of concern that you had and the responses.
Okay. I had one question here on this, where it has Motivate proposal, emerging communities. It says capital cost $300,000, annual operating cost $150,000. And in there it says same discount and sponsorship opportunities available. So does that mean if you have a high number of bikes per day, for trips per day, that $150,000 operating could be less, like 50%?
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. I didn't walk through that, but yes.
Okay, great. Director Haggerty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Alex, before I get started, I just want to say that, this is not a huge dollar item to us, but I would just like to say that this has been probably some of the best staff work that I've ever seen done at MTC in the time that I've been here, and also in conjunction with the Air District, because this has been, I think what staff originally thought they were walking in was something really great and you know, something that's going to really benefit the community. And it seemed like each one of us in some way tugged or pulled at it. And I think that you and Motivate and the Air District staff, along with your staff, did a really good job of listening to the politicians and the policymakers and trying to do the best that you can to continue to wrap the package completely up. And I think you've achieved that goal, to be very honest with you. So I wanted to commend you for that. One of the things that I wanted to ask, though, when it comes to the slides aren't numbered, but on page 4, top slide, Motivate proposal, emerging communities. So what you're saying is that Motivate has said, I just want to make sure I understand this, Motivate has said that, you know, as this $4.5 million rolls out, wherever it rolls out, the cost, you've, I guess, figured out a way to cap the price of the bikes. Is that correct? It's going to be the current pilot program price plus a maximum of 10%. Is that correct?
Yes, the term sheet does include costs, both operating and capital, for future areas after the 7,000 bikes. I would note that the $4.5 million, you know, if an area wants to, could be used for another system other than Motivate, but the term sheet does outline prices that would be used if we want to use the Motivate proposal.
Okay, that was my final question. So what you said, if somebody, some jurisdiction comes forward, say in Alameda County, just lack of a better example, but say Hayward come forward and said, you know, we want to use these bikes, this company, then they'll be able to apply.
I think they would be able to apply. I think that the commission obviously is very concerned about interoperability and how this would look, but we would certainly, have that discussion.
You're anticipating all my questions.
Bring it back to you for consideration. I just wanted to note that the $4.5 million doesn't have to be used in the Motivate contract, but it certainly, would be provisions in the term sheet if we want to use the Motivate contract, but we do have flexibility.
I would only suggest to staff that it maybe doesn't have to, but we should, as a commission, demand that the technology, at least the technology of getting a bike, remains the same. Whether you're using your Clipper card or whatever, that the technology in order to acquire is the same. The bike, it doesn't really matter. But okay. And then this $130 per doc per month required, I don't understand that. To me, that seems almost like a poison pill. Because that could get pretty expensive to a jurisdiction. So can you help me with that? Because it seems that this is the first time I've seen that, and I'm one of those people that you refer to that has seen this thing four times. And it's the first time I've seen that. But to me, it seems like that could maybe really kill it for a jurisdiction wanting to start a bike. And I don't know is I don't know how it doesn't seem fair. So help me with that.
Well, I think the one thing that it's unfortunate that we didn't ever have an opportunity to talk to the commission about is under the strategic plan, if we were to go forward with the expansion, even under a normal RFP model, there was going to be a need for operating subsidies from various jurisdictions because we didn't have an ongoing source of operations funds. In the pilot, we were able to use CMAT. Going forward, we weren't going to be able to do that. So I think one of the things is you're seeing this without sort of the context that there was going to be an operating requirement even if outside of this proposal. So I guess that's the first just context piece. But secondarily, I think that this operating cost can be offset if there is high system usage. It can be brought down along the lines of the discount chart that I think was on the prior slide, Doug. I don't know if you can go back one. So there's discount rates in terms of bringing down the $150,000 by 25% if you have one trip per bike per day, or 50% if you have 1.5 trips per bike per day, or 100% if you can achieve a 3. You know, and again, the idea there is that, you know, Motivate as a business wants to make sure that they're getting revenue. So that's one opportunity to bring down the $150,000 in terms of public subsidy. The other is to partner with the private sector through sort of a sponsorship opportunity. And as I noted, at least in some examples we looked at in other places, that could often result in a 50% of the operating cost. So I think there are some opportunities, but yes, it will be a very key part of a decision by a community on whether they want to move forward on bike sharing, I think, is this idea of the ongoing operating cost.
So when these bikes, say I'm an emerging community and I don't know how many are in a dock, but say it's a dock of 10, just for the sake of argument, that there's 10 bikes in this one spot. As I understand it, if I'm from the city of Hayward, there's 10 bikes, I say, okay, I got these 10 bikes. I've got to pay this docking fee. However, I have a sponsorship opportunity to put on these bikes. These bikes actually come without a sponsor opportunity, correct? No. I didn't ask that right, so now I know why you're But what I'm asking is, say, for example, I'll use one of Campos's favorite. Say Chevron. They're all sponsored by Chevron. Well, if Hayward decides they want 10 bikes, those aren't going to say Chevron, right? Meaning that Hayward would have the ability, if they're the sponsor, to find an advertising sponsor to put on those bikes. Because it wouldn't be fair if Motivate is now getting more money because there's more bikes out there, and then they're going to turn around and charge a $130 docking fee, too.
So I think I probably need to make sure I clarify with Motivate on that point. My understanding is that they would have a one title sponsor, which would be the branding of the bikes. However, the cities, either the pilot cities or the emerging communities, would have the opportunity to use an ad panel at the station to do advertising. And that is what in the Seattle area you could cover half of your operating costs with. So again, I understand your concern about that, but I think that that's their at least working understanding right now. So
I'm not gonna beat this anymore. Again, I don't want to taint the good work that I think you've done in trying to address everybody's questions here, but I would hope at the commission meeting there's a little bit more thought between now and the commission meeting, a little bit more thought on to how to make that a little bit more fair, because it seems that they're going to get the sponsorship money. They get $130 per bike, and it just doesn't seem right. So maybe you could work on that, or you can talk to me more offline about how I feel, or maybe that's just the way it's going to be.
Thank you. Commissioner Weiner, then Commissioner Baker, then Commissioner McKenzie, then Commissioner Bates.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to echo Commissioner Haggerty's thank you to staff. I know I think the staff work on this was just tremendous. So thank you. I think we all want to see this eventually be flourishing throughout the Bay Area. And, you know, the committee a month ago asked for a path forward for the other the cities other than the five in the original contract. And I think we now see that path forward. And the other thing that I really like about this is that, you know, we know that from the pilot so far, for example, in San Francisco, the ridership has been very high. It's been a little lower in some other areas. We want it to be high everywhere. And the fact that this contract will say to these other cities and towns that if the ridership rises to certain levels, you can actually completely eliminate the local costs. So it's a really, I think, a great incentive to do everything we can to get the ridership up everywhere and to make it eventually at no cost to the local cities and towns. So I just want to say thank you for that. I think this is a terrific contract.
Commissioner Baker?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, I represent a couple of the cities who were in the pilot program and then were proposed to have to leave it sort of unceremoniously. And I really do appreciate the staff. And Alex, I know you were personally involved in doing that. And I was working behind the scenes with those folks. And I think that we really have made progress. I really do appreciate that work. One of those cities in particular I want to focus on, though, and that's Mountain View, because they do have the density and they do have the ridership. And their pilot program, while we've made definite benefits on that, I think that there's still the issue that the pilot program that was originally designed isn't proposed to be completed. And I'm still hoping there's some way we can complete that either through this program or maybe through some of the 4.5 set aside. I know that I imagine the reason that you're talking about that being used after the pilot program's already been done is because, frankly, it's just a matter of getting the infrastructure and the bikes out there for the five cities is a big lift, as we've talked about before, and I'm pleased to see that's going to happen sooner. But if you had that list of separate funds that we're going to talk about trying to use for some of these programs, and if we can't get those last few stations in Mountain View, again, who've proven that they, even with a partial pilot program, so they haven't had the full density of the program, if we can't get it done through this contract with Motivate, maybe there's a way we can use a little bit of those funds to get it done, basically by paying for a couple extra stations, complete the pilot program, and let them prove that they can have even higher numbers once the pilot program is completed. But thanks for your work so far on this. I really do appreciate it, and I think that they'll continue to prove that the program can be a success there.
Commissioner McKenzie.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. I guess I'm one of the commissioners who hasn't heard this presentation three or four times, but I did hear from one of my fellow elected officials who sits with some of you on the Bay Area Air Quality District, and she has, in fact, bent my ear. Her initials are SZ, or Z, as we would say, Shirley Zane, representing most of the city of Santa Rosa. And what she brought to my attention was that this seemed to be, shall we say, south of the Golden Gate-centric, and she pointed out to me that Santa Rosa, as I well know, is the fifth largest city in the Bay Area, and can there be consideration given to extending the program, since there would seem to be opportunities to look at other areas? And so I would just suggest, as the Sonoma County and City's representatives, that Santa Rosa be examined as a possible site for further expenditures, and I'd be happy to have my ear bent offline in this matter, but I have now done what I said I would do. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Bates.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I also want to say thank you to the staff, too. I think it's been a wonderful work that you put this together, and it keeps changing, and you keep hearing what people's concerns are, and you keep figuring out ways of satisfying those concerns. I just wanted to bring up two points. One is, during the discussion, and I'm sure we can also talk about this offline, we had some concerns specific in Berkeley about whether the placement of the low-income spots would go. I just want to make sure that's covered. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I think it's very important. I think Commissioner Haggerty brought this up, but the operability of the new sites as they come on, I think this is absolutely tantamount that we make sure that they're operable. And the other thing is, I really would like, I know, you know, Clipper has had so many problems and so many, you know, issues, but I think it's really important if we can't start thinking through how we can actually make the Clipper card the one that accesses the bicycles throughout the region. Because I think that connectability is really, really important that we have that. And the other thing is I want to point out is that, you know, is that when people look at the distribution of the bikes and we look at San Francisco and getting all these bikes, well, you know, what happens is actually San Francisco is the, you know, is the place where we go to lots of times and where people commute to and where BART takes you and where the buses take you. And people get off those systems and then use those bikes. So those bikes are actually used by the entire region, not just San Franciscans. So I think it's important for people to understand that, too. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Spearing.
Yeah, I appreciate the work that the staff's done. It was a lot of controversy at the Air District, and that $4.5 million doesn't preclude Santa Rosa, does it? Can't they compete for that? So that was the purpose of that. And evidently, his colleague couldn't comprehend that. But so if you can take that, take it back to her. I just wanted to follow up on Commissioner Baker's comments. I think there has to be some provision for areas that aren't as dense, that have great opportunities, especially in some of these transit corridors. And I hope that we explore that a little bit more. And, you know, to give some of the smaller communities, you know, I look at the Capitol Corridor, the Sassoon City Station, it's the second highest that has bike riders going to it other than Davis in that corridor. But yet we don't have a high density, but a lot of people are using bikes. And so I think those types of opportunities really need to be explored and may take some type of investment on behalf of MTC. The other question I had is Motivate. Do we have a way of tracking where these riders are coming from? Or, you know, it's the point I was making at the Air District where I was defending San Francisco is a lot of those people riding those bikes aren't necessarily residents of San Francisco. So does in Motivate, do they share any of their data with us or in our contract with them? Can we get some of the data that they have? I mean, I'm hoping that we have some provision in the contract to where we can get some information.
Well, currently through the Air District contract, we do have a fair amount of that information, and the term sheet does call for us receiving certain data about the usage of the system. I think what you're interested in is sort of the residents of, you know, where people live that are members, and I think we do have that information. I'm going to look to Doug. I know that, you know, I know I've heard it said that some high percentage of people that are members now are actually from the East Bay that don't actually, you know, have a system, but I don't actually know the percentage. If Doug has any better data, he can let you know.
Well, my question really is, are they going to share data with us, and is that part of the agreement, which I hope it is? And so you're saying yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other comments or questions from the commissioners? Yes.
I just had one.
Commissioner Worth.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had one question following up on Commissioner Bates. Could you remind us what the payment structure will be for that in terms of the vehicle to pay? Are we going to use the existing bike share mechanism, or will riders be able to utilize Clipper or some kind of future, you know, interoperable payment system?
Commissioner, we're going to have to ask for your patience on Clipper. If we tried to add this to the current Clipper, it would break its back. We do think we ought to be able to add it to Clipper 2.0, but that's just going to follow this deployment. So it's something we're going to have to retrofit in, but we are going to plan for that, and this proposal really tees it up well because it's going to give us a lot of use, which will justify the expense.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Remember, tomorrow's Bike to Work Day, so we only wish the proposal had been here before. No, just kidding. Excellent work, Alex, and your team. Thank you very much. It's terrific. This will come back to the full commission next week or next month?
May 27th,
May
27th.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Then we'll move on to item number 4, which is our monthly travel report.
I put in the speaker's
card. Rich.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Just actually, I want a little clarification. I'm coming before you today on this issue is a narrow interest for my county. And I'm looking at the figures. It looks to me like San Mateo has been dropped from the expansion of the bike share program. And I'm looking at the cost to Redwood City. You know, with people coming to the city councils constantly saying, fix our failed streets, and with San Mateo being a self-help county where we tax ourselves for transportation as well as for the public streets, it's a tough sell, I think, for city council people to come up, like with Redwood City, for $158,000 continuously when people are clamoring to have their streets fixed. And it looks to me like sort of our consolation prize in this for San Mateo is $500,000 for bike and ped.
Correct.
Am I correct on that? Okay. So bike share is gone. We're getting $500,000 for bike and ped, and there will be out-of-pocket money for the cities that were the pilot cities on the peninsula.
Well, Rich, there's two things to remember. They will be if they don't come up with a lot more riders, because
I understand that.
But just so you know, San Mateo chose not to stay in because they felt they needed to get their infrastructure in place first. They felt like it was putting the cart before the horse. So they actually
okay, good. That's information I didn't have. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any others? I didn't have any other speakers. Okay. Then we'll move on to item number 4, which is the monthly travel report.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Eva Sun with MTC. I'm here to present the monthly travel report as an information item for you. For this month, there was no Commissioner travel, and on the budget, on the second page, you'll see that we're at about 60% of the budget for the 9-month period. And there is one request for international travel, and that's going to come right after this item here. So are there any questions on the information?
So are you going to introduce that?
No, the request for the international item also. It's for a...
I can cover the request for the international travel. The request before you today is for Mike Riley, who's a senior land use planner, to attend the symposium on applied urban modeling in the United Kingdom in late June. And to reimburse him for his expenses up to a maximum of $3,100. The symposium offers an opportunity for Mike to present his analytical modeling work for Plan Bay Area and for him to learn from peer agencies on innovative modeling applications. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the directors? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that is approved. Public comment. I have no other cards here. So with that, this meeting will be adjourned. Thank you.
Can we figure out some place to spend less than